A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Upon those who dwelt in the land of gloom, a light has shone. You have brought them abundant joy and great rejoicing. As they rejoice before you as at the harvest, as people make merry when dividing spoils, for the yoke that burdened them, the pole on their shoulder, and the rod of their taskmaster, you have smashed, as on the day of Midian. For every boot that tramped in battle, every cloak rolled in blood, will be burned as fuel for flames. For a child is born to us, a son is given us. Upon his shoulder, dominion rests. They name him Wonder, Counsel, God Hero, Father Forever, Prince of Peace. His dominion is vast and forever peaceful, from David's throne and over his kingdom, which he confirms and sustains by judgment and justice, both now and forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. The word of the Lord.
Thank you. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to Titus. Beloved, the grace of God has appeared, saving all and training us to reject godless ways and worldly desires, and to live temperately, justly, and devoutly in this age, as we await the blessed hope, the appearance of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to deliver us from all lawlessness and to cleanse for himself a people as his own, eager to do what is good. The word of the Lord.
Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment when Quirinius was governor of Syria. So all went to be enrolled, each to his own town. And Joseph too went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David that is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. While they were there, the time came for her to have her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were shepherds in that region, living in the fields and keeping night watch over their flock. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round them, and they were struck with great fear. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all of the people. For today in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger." And suddenly there was with the multitude of the heavenly host with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So what a difference 1 year makes. Think where we were a year ago. Last Christmas, before some vaccination, we had to be very careful. We were being very guarded, as we are practicing good hygiene and social distancing even today in the masks, of course, where appropriate and needed. But certainly, it's a different feel, isn't it? There's a sense maybe that we're moving forward with the pandemic. In a practical way, do you remember what the weather was like last year? Yeah? It's about 35 degrees warmer today. I'm looking out the main door. We have it open for some fresh air. It's nice to see that. We're not going to get that probably again for another number of years, right? But we also know that times have changed, that we're in a different place. And yet, the perennial message is that God is with us. Emmanuel, or the eternal word, becomes flesh and makes his dwelling in our midst. As a little kid, I loved when one of the neighbors would invite us to go Christmas caroling. And I loved all the hymns and the carols that we would go around. The problem is, where I lived, we were a couple acres apart, each house. So by the fourth house, that combined with the, you know, the snow that usually found its way on that particular night we were going Christmas caroling. About the fourth house, I was done, to be honest with you. And I didn't mind if that fourth house was my home. I could just walk inside. But it is those warm, nostalgic times in which we appreciate. That's one of my favorite memories, actually, as we would go around and carol. And it also helped me to remember, to keep in memory, beyond the second verse of any of those Christmas carols. I'm good for the first two. I get a little shaky on the third verse. By the fourth verse, I definitely need a worship aid. I don't know about you, but that's the way it goes for me. But the bottom line is, those carols, I think, were also very formative in my understanding of what it is that we celebrate. Whether hymn or carol, they point to everything that we're hearing in the sacred scriptures today. You know, the church gives us a different set of readings. We have like a special set for last night for the vigil. We have then Mass during the night, and then we have Mass during the day. And the church invites us to really kind of be attentive to the flow of what we're hearing. Now, we selected the Mass during the night because they really do capture, as they all do, what we're doing here today. But each of them have kind of a unique slant, just a perspective. And the church invites us to kind of from time to time experience those different perspectives. But in essence, just like the Christmas carols, whether they're more contemporary or they're more classic, they capture the fact that we are a people no longer in darkness, for we have seen the great light, Christ himself. That not even sin has the ability to weigh us down to the point of despair. That Christ, who is our hope, the Prince of Peace, the Lord of Lords, comes into our world so that we may have life and hope and be renewed in that life and that hope. Glad tidings, comfort, joy on such a holy night, where the faithful are beckoned and gathered. As we listen to the pouring out of the Creator's plan, as he uses particular persons and creatures to signify all that is occurring on this most holy day. Right down here, and for our friends who are joining us via live stream, I'm not sure you can capture it, that it's here, but I want you to take my word for it. The nativity scene. Probably every church, every Christian church has one. Some rendering, some expression of it. Ours is a lovely set. But if you notice, as you meditate on each of the figures, they're pointing to the cast of characters that the Creator employed to be part of this good news. Those two we sing about in these Christmas carols, in these hymns, in this little town of Bethlehem, literally meaning house of bread, where the bread of life himself takes on human form and born into the world. We come at the invitation of the angels as they sing and proclaim, and they hearken us. Come to this holy place. See for yourself this encounter as they reach out to shepherds and the folks around them, and they listen. And then we have carols talking about this idea of, what do we go do with all this? Like Mary, who received the good news at the moment of the Annunciation, we're to go out into the world. We're to go, even if we have to shout it on the mountains, to tell the world Christ is born. These Christmas carols and hymns capture for us the essence of what we hear, yes, in Scripture and even in the prayers of the church throughout the Christmas season. But they're more than just words. They're more than just an invitation. They're to be planted on our hearts. And that's my prayer for all of you today. We do live in times in pockets of darkness that can seem overwhelming. And there's a lot of questions in our climate today for our generation. Social division, political division, tensions that arise. We see it all around us. And maybe for some of you, some of that tension may even be within your own house, your home. But today we're reminded and renewed in that invitation to put on Christ, who by sharing in our human nature draws us into his divine nature so that we may have life and have it abundantly. That we're part of that narrative of the good news as the Lord constantly calls us to be renewed, transformed, so that we may have life, but we also may give that life to others. A lot of people suffer from isolation, and that is a really, really bizarre thing if we think about it, because in this world where we have so much access through social media, you would think the opposite is true, right? And it's only been exacerbated because of the pandemic. But there are people who dwell in loneliness and sadness. And maybe some of those are joining us today via live stream who can't leave their homes yet. That we reassure you of our prayers and our accompaniment as we continue to celebrate these Christmas days, this season. But for all of us, wherever we find ourselves in this particular moment of our life, maybe there is great abundant joy, rejoicing in our lives. Maybe it's at the other end where there's great sorrow or sadness. Maybe this is a Christmas of firsts. Maybe for some, it's the first marriage, you know, the first Christmas in marriage. Maybe for others, it's the first Christmas where there's a loss of a loved one who will not be at the table for dinner today. Wherever we find ourselves, though, the message is the same. Christ wants to walk with us. He wants us to walk with him. And that is the true joy of Christmas. A God who wants to walk with us and be with us. I want to also say a special word of thanks, especially for those here at St. Malachy for this past year, of really demonstrating what it is to be that presence of Christ in the world, to reflect that divine presence. I first want to thank those in our leadership, our committees, those who have provided a lot of guidance during this past year so that we can get back to some sense of normalcy. I want to say thank you in a special way to the staff who provides a daily leadership role in making sure that the good news is being carried out in very practical ways, whether it's through our faith formation, our pastoral calls of ministry to the homebound, our liturgy, for sure our music is expressed so beautifully today, and all those who keep the place going and just participating in the daily life with all the challenges. But I also want to bring attention to the fact, and for our friends who have not seen it yet, whether they're joining us via live stream or those of you who may have come in the side door and did not notice. But we have a beautiful new addition to our parish grounds. If you've not seen it, it's right outside that main door. It's the homeless Jesus, based on Matthew 25, and in a partnership with Community West Foundation, who made this possible, that it's on permanent loan to us. He's not going anywhere. And he will be a constant reminder, that statue will be a constant reminder of what St. Malachy's stands for each and every day for so many within our neighborhood. Another presence of that divine grace and light and life at work through you, who make sure that the hungry are fed, the naked are clothed, that those who need basic essentials of daily life are met. We'll reflect more on that homeless Jesus statue that's out there. But for me, it was such a privilege to accept that invitation to receive it, because it reflects so many lives, parishioners and so many friends of St. Malachy, who gathers daily to make sure that others are being well served. That needs to be mentioned. That needs to be mentioned more than just once. And it also needs to accompany a sincere and profound thanks for all you do. We have a lot of work ahead of us in this next year, but Christ is with us. This is why we're here. So let today the feast continue around this holy table, a beautiful banquet that reminds us that heaven and earth sing the praises of God on this joyous day. Let us be nourished so that we can go about nourishing others. On behalf of all of us, in the whole name of our parish family, a very blessed and Merry Christmas.